Well, the Howe Conference is now finally, I guess, officially over. I don't think there's any pre-final events. Sally Hogshead just left everyone with a standing ovation in the final event, and everyone is filing out. We got with us here Von Glitchko. Von, how you doing? How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. A little tired.
What did you take most out of this event, and what are you looking forward to? Is there anything lacking, or was there anything that exceeded expectations? Any kind of recap from you?
I'm a big fan of Sam Harrison, so that was probably my favorite presentation.
What did Sam speak on?
All about just being authentic, and that's kind of the theme through the conference I saw, is just being you and being creative and not trying to pretend you're something else, and that's what resonates the most with people.
It is a good advice. In fact, and then a lot of Sally's talk was actually on that too, but it was more about being pistachio instead of vanilla, even though vanilla is my favorite ice cream.
Same here. I'm a vanilla fan.
Let's not let Sally know this. We are the people that we're not supposed to be, but, you know, we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah, pistachio sucks.
All right, Von, it was great seeing you. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, man.
John Sandruck, is that how you pronounce that?
It's pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, you've been now. How many Howe conferences have you been to now?
It's my second one.
And which was it last year and this year, or did you skip a year?
Yeah, I was in Denver and then for this one.
What is it that you've taken the most from this year's event?
I met a ton of awesome people this year. I made a conscious effort over the past year to improve my networking skills, and then came here with the explicit intention of meeting 10 times as many awesome people as I met last year. And yeah, I met a ton of people that I'm really excited about going home and keeping in touch with, and you know, using each other as resources and moral support and all that great stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that you can't get from, and we were talking to some people off mic, that you can't get, you know, you can get all these things on MP3s, you can see all the sessions, but, and that's why, like, TED, they give away everything, they don't care, but you can't get the networking if you're not actually here.
Right, absolutely. You can, if you follow any one of these speakers and their businesses, you already know what they're giving you in these sessions. In fact, if you're any kind of a conscientious, like, thought leader or an entrepreneur, or you care about the state of the industry, all you really get from the sessions is validation, but and an opportunity to interact with these thought leaders and have conversations with them, and then to also meet your peers and your, you know, the other people that are interested in what's going on. And those people have some really interesting valid ideas as well, that, you know, they're not the ones on stage, but they're bringing just as much to the party. So
oh, and those are the people you actually talk to socially through the whole year. You email when you have problems. Me and you actually did something very similar. We met, like, on the first day or two at this conference. And we both actually created cards, you know, business cards just for this event that actually had more personal information than business information on them, solely for the reason of being able to keep in touch once we go home.
Yeah, well, I found last year that I gave out my regular business card, and some people did contact me through them. But the people I actually stayed in touch with were the ones that, as I saw them throughout the conference, I decided to exchange personal information with them so that we could stay in touch during the conference. And so I, you know, gave people my personal cell phone number so they could text me and we could meet up after sessions and that kind of stuff. So this year I decided, just forget the regular business card. I just made a Howe card. It's just got my personal, the only piece of business contact information on there is my title. Everything else is personal.
No, and I mean, I've got half and half, but that's because I own my own shop, so it's not
Yeah, I do too, and that's the only reason that there's a title on there, because people always ask you, and it's just, you always end up explaining the same thing like 500 times. Yeah, but the email's my personal email, the phone number's my cell phone, it's got my Facebook and my Twitter stuff, but not like my company Facebook and my company Twitter. It's my stuff, because I want these people to follow me home and become part of my life, and it's incredibly rewarding. Yeah, and that's what this is about.
Well, John, it's great talking to you, and we will keep in touch throughout the year.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll see you later.
It's great seeing you.
Bye, Tom.
Hey, we tracked down Jason early here. Now, how many Howe conferences have you been to now, or is this it?
This is my first one, actually.
What is the experience like? Is this something where you decide that, hey, I'm doing this again definitely, or what? I don't know what I signed up for.
There is a very large chance that I will be doing this every year for as long as I can. The atmosphere is fantastic. I met so many just amazing people, crazy talented, crazy smart, crazy fun. It's definitely just a big, loving community.
Yeah, I mean, I find that I'll go home tomorrow and I'll wake up and I'll be like, whoa, I was gone a while. I've got way too much work to do. But on the other hand, I'm actually like really motivated to do some of this.
Absolutely. I'll take the rest of today off and just kind of soak in and, you know, reflect on everything that's happened and just wake up bright and early tomorrow and put it in gear and get back to it.
Now, the other thing that we find with these conferences is the city has kind of a part. I mean, part of it is where we're located. Here in this great city of Chicago, you catch anything good to eat in between conferences, or did you just do, like, box lunches? Come on, tell me you went out somewhere awesome.
Oh, it's fantastic. I'm a local. I live and work here in the city.
Oh, well, then you don't care. You just had box lunches probably when I went home.
Oh, no. I went home 3 o'clock in the morning every day. I would go out to lunch. Take everybody that I met, like try and take them somewhere unique and different each day and anywhere we could around the city.
And there were a lot of, I mean, being in a big city like this, there are a lot of options. Your city hosted us well, and we thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Glad it was here.
Well, we may wrap this show up a little bit early today. It's been great here. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to the last 4 days of recaps in this shorter one. But to be honest, the last day here, by the time you check out, there's like a morning session, and then they do like a keynote, and then everyone breaks. People have been filing out. Some took off last night, but I'm actually happy with how many people were still there this morning, because, you know, with flight schedules and stuff. Thank you once again. Check 36point.com. Leave your questions, comments, and we're off to lunch at the – where are we going to lunch? Do you even know what's
Purple
the place?
Pig.
The Purple Pig. We will report back sometime on how the Purple Pig is. Check twitter.com/36point. Maybe I'll put up a photo of whatever I'm eating. Maybe it's a pig. Maybe it's a squirrel. Yeah. Bruised purple squirrel. I'm getting hungry. We'll see you next week.